I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson. And welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Yeah, I had nachos. I ordered them like 20 minutes ago.
Sizzling fajitas up.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, ooh, that looks good.
Can you stop eating that?
Show me the video.
Oh,
and then everyone starts clapping. They hope it's over. And then he goes, wait.
Oh, the whistling is fucking
You're trying
wild.
To get the lead out, burner. It's like, what, dude, you don't stairway.
Here, just get to the, go to the end of the Blackbird.
You
Oh, that's when he plays drums poorly. Wait, leave it on when he plays the drums at the end of this.
Oh, no.
He whacks them poorly.
Oh, my God.
This is the best.
Oh, my God.
I want it.
Who are these guys? Did he announce himself?
No, Courtney.
His wife.
That's his wife?
She's smoking hot.
Come on.
Go to the end of Blackbird. Dude,
he's probably got a fucking piece.
Yeah. Buns and balls over here.
Yeah.
It's just what I'm used to.
Oh, buns and balls? That's also a gun exchange. Oh, he's ready to shred.
Yeah, this
man,
chick's
she
like 7'2",
fucking towering
dude.
Over him.
Yeah, it's the attack.
He's like 5'5". He's like 5'5".
I love you, Corey.
He's like, whoa.
Corey, thanks for taking me out of Purdue women's basketball. I appreciate you. You knew I was going to make it on the Minnesota Lynx. And you let me play in your band.
Dude.
Damn, dude, he rocks so hard.
Dude, is that
he rocks so
he
hard
is
he
an
broke
unraveled
his heart.
Condom of a dude. Person. He is just a fucking
He rocks
God.
So hard he broke his heel stomping.
Yeah, get
he
to
the
whistle.
He rocks the roll so hard he broke his heel. Stop.
So why can't you say? Suck my dick, Dad. I hate you so much.
Is that it right here?
He.
For this moment to arise, you've only waited for this moment to arise.
Oh man! No! Back it up. It was before that. Just give a couple seconds. Go backwards with the button. You jump too far.
I mean, dude, if we run this back, it's like Gitmo. I'm about to tell you, I'm about to give you all the secrets. If you keep playing this over and over again, it's like when they played Metallica nonstop for the Prisoners.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. What do you want
to
know?
I just want to show when he whistles.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, the whistling is what I want to say.
They think it's over. They start cheering, and he's like,
he's like, I'm going to hang a solo.
Oh, guys, you know the one thing that no one ever does? A whistle solo?
Let me just wreck this shit. Excuse me.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to press my lips together and fuck you up.
I hope you're ready to come, audience.
He goes, sorry, guys. You guys got enough amps for this, or?
Yeah. He's like,
throw
turn
a couple
it up.
Marshalls back
turn
there.
It up.
Yeah, by the way, there's merch for the bar behind them.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, can we get back to the beef and beer?
Yeah. Hey, I was trying to get
$40 and 50.
I was trying to get
hey, I don't come to Don Pablo's to listen to some fucking 80 star bullshit.
Can I get that t-shirt on the wall, number 8? Can I get that in an XL?
So there I am trying to break up with my fucking girlfriend. And one of the fucking Frog Brothers is fucking singing.
Yeah, I don't know. I had to tell her that I cheated on her with a coworker, and then fucking Goonies is up there singing the Beatles.
Fucking mouth starts screaming whistling a Beatles song at
Anyways, long story short, I didn't do it. I think she found my text. I'm going to lose the kid.
When he surrounds himself with actual musicians, which is what he does sometimes, there you could see that look in their face of being like, oh, I should have just said no. I should have said no and just been late on child support. I should have just fucking said no and not paid for child support.
How much do you think he pays these guys? Because there's got
well,
to be
I don't
be
know.
Good
the girls, he's got plenty of money because the girls get to live at his house and have sex with him.
Whoa. He's got the harem?
That backup band?
Yeah, the angels.
Depends on what we heard. We've interviewed an angel before, former angel.
But bring up the Steve-O interview.
He talks about her and says, now, we've met her before. I think she's a dancer slash bass player. who seemed very nice when she came in. He says she's a CIA operative who's working undercover in the Senate by foreign government.
Go either way.
Yeah. Potato, potato, I say.
Was she trying to chase arts and learning how to dance and play bass and then fell on some hard times and had to join a former child stars band? Yeah. Or was she groomed at the farm in Virginia and then set out on the world to, spread misinformation? And
or she came in.
A pro-America propaganda.
Yeah. She came in to infiltrate, but she ended up becoming, she got radicalized.
Yeah.
She got angelized.
He infiltrated her heart. That's what happened.
She got angelic to the cord.
Yeah. He goes, don't you feel it? Your core.
Your core is getting angelic. Now you can't leave. Are you ready to eat plant-based tacos?
Now you can't leave.
You ready to eat plant-based tacos because my big dork wife loves those?
Yeah. And then Steve Alhotel was like, wow, man, you ate tacos. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, man, I eat tacos all the time.
When
my girlfriend makes them.
Have you guys ever tried Corey Feldman?
Yeah.
I would kill to have
him. Has he ever responded?
He hates us.
Oh, he's responded.
He's blocked us on all social media.
That's not angelic at the core at all.
Not at all.
That's not at all.
But by the way, he said this, and we're about to shit on the rest of this too in a second. But I'll do it after that, too. He said if we apologize hat in hand, is the only time he would talk to us. Well, I say, I'm sorry, again. And then I'll be sorry for what we do here in a few minutes.
If we learned anything,
I'm sorry,
Scott Baio.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing.
Today.
Dude, be Baio.
Dude.
Be Baio.
There are two Baios inside
That's
you.
The shirt.
You know what you need to
be
do?
Be Baio.
Be Baio, dude.
And just a canvas with a dick coming out of it.
Yeah, and then lich or hot tea.
Yeah.
Just a basketball. You know what would be better is if you put
steaming
a
tea?
A tea on top of a basketball.
Yeah, be Baio.
A steaming Baio. Tea. Be Baio.
Oh, you're man. Blocked.
Yeah, oh, dude, my God.
We're
fucking
blocked.
Serious?
We've been blocked.
Oh, my
damn,
God.
Been
Corey?
Blocked. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe this is how we do That's it. Maybe true. We bring him to a Buns and Basketball.
Dude.
And we try
to. Oh, I bet Corey that was in B&B. No, actually, no. He tells you in this interview with Steve-O, he only is with extraordinarily gorgeous women. He's
sorry,
very picky.
Not
he's
sorry.
He's very picky. And he goes, don't worry. I love my fat fans also.
Good God.
Good for him, dude.
Yeah. Nah, he's like, I like my fat fans, but like, you know, I only date. It's dude. He was talking. This is where are we at on this? Is it where he talks about the Playboy Mansion?
This is.
I bring my own girls.
We're ready to wait outside for Pauly Shore. Hurry up, Pauly.
David Spade was coming out at one point.
We finished that clip. The Playboy Mansion stuff. We're on the Today Show music.
So this is what you guys just watched. The Today Show performance.
Great.
Yeah.
This is him thinking that.
Pretty exciting.
He
stuff.
Did great.
Somebody's sitting there like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, on the comments.
Of course. You're an asshole. You don't know how to do math. Go bite yourself. And
pause this for a second. Dan, actually, update. I didn't give you for some reason. I reached out to Steve-O after this. I was like, yo, he's certifiably a lunatic, huh? No answer.
Uh-oh.
No answer. And then I realized, I looked back and I was like, no answer on like a Happy New Year and something else, too. I was like, oh, maybe I don't have Steve-O's number anymore. The other day, got a text from a random number. He goes, hey, Big J, Steve-O. I feel the timing of that was enough that I think he heard us talking about this.
So what?
You think Steve-O did?
No, Steve-O's great.
Yeah, Steve-O's been on the show. Steve-O rules.
Yeah, Steve-O rules. I think Steve-O did a... He's doing what I wish we could have done with Corey Feldman, is he doesn't... I know he doesn't find any of this awesome. He doesn't think Corey Feldman's an awesome dude. There's no way. There's no fucking way. But he's good at just letting him keep going and being like, that's crazy, man. Like, wow, what a wild times you guys had.
Talk more.
Yeah.
He's just fallen so many times he doesn't know how to do it, Slick.
When he says, he goes,
yeah, let's keep talking and you're going to say something nuts.
He uses that great word for it when he goes, when he's talking about how he only with gorgeous women, he only accepts gorgeous, beautiful women. He's like, that's cool. He goes, I like the candor that you talk with that. When he's like, he tells me, he goes, pretty cool. You just come out here in the world. He has no gauge of the temperature of the world at all. He whines about the Playboy Mansion being done and the days where you could just go there and Hef would have eight girlfriends. You don't touch those. Those are his chicks.
Well, look at
I'd bring my own group of chicks.
Yeah. Corey Feldman's dressed like a horny lady in her 50s. With his fucking hat.
He looks like he fell out of Ed Hardy's ass.
He's dressed like a fucking Wawa cashier that hits on your dad while you're right there the whole time.
Damn, dude. I've never seen a fucking Scottsdale 6.
God damn, dude.
That's a lot of studs, though. A
lot of studs, dude.
What do you think that hat means?
Yeah.
I spike my own bills. My own hat bills.
I'm basically like a triceratops. Yeah,
I do my own spiking. I do my own spiking.
I do my spiking, and I can ram. If you want to challenge me, we can ram out in the parking lot.
Dude, I bet his laundry fucking clanks. It's all zippers and studs.
That dryer better be in the basement. Yeah. You're hearing it.
It's like doing it just sounds like you're washing change in that fucking thing.
It's like doing a load of Dice's laundry in the 80s.
Dude, that thing took out so many fucking Whirlpool dryers.
Yeah, he goes, what are you washing? Your knight costume?
Chainmail?
Yeah.
It looks like the beginning of Death of Superman with Doomsday busting out of it.
Hey, what are you washing in there, Don Quixote?
Yeah. He goes, I don't know why we keep losing dryers.
Oh, my jackets keep busting through the glass.
He's walking around the Legion of Doom shoulder pads. Like, I don't get it.
Why don't they make a washing fucking machine? They knew I was coming.
I didn't know my house was haunted. And it turns out that we're just doing dirty laundry.
Just doing a load of whites. What's all that jingle jangling? Oh, I'm washing my fucking pants.
Is that a spirit that hasn't been released? Oh, no.
Man, when he was on Celebrity Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah.
And him and Aaron Carter, who's another fucking lunatic, and he told him that Aaron Carter comes rushing in the one day, and he was like, "Corey, you'll never believe this. I was outside smoking, and I thought about Corey Haim." He goes, "Was anything with Corey Haim and birds?" And he goes, "Yeah, birds." And he goes, "I thought about Corey Haim, and I was like, if you're out there, give me a sign." He goes, "And a bird flew by, and Corey Haim, you think he's gonna be like, what?" He just goes like, "I see it. I see it in you. You've become him." And he brings his wife over. He goes, "Look, hasn't he just become Haim?" And she's like, "By the way, this is her life." She comes over. She goes, "Yeah, yeah." She responds to that. She goes, "Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. He's possessed. That's cool.
What happens. That's totally why this guy, this is this clip. This is why he thinks everyone's a CIA asset, because you're like, who do you work for?
Yeah.
You're like, I work for the CIA. Got to get out of here.
Better question is, who do you fucking work for? Yeah, just get a job.
Get a job, dude. The residuals ain't going to pay for the rest of your life.
I mean, busboying at Applebee's will get you some sweet-ass studs, dude.
Can't waste the closet, man.
He is dressed like every Mexican dude that I've worked at a restaurant with when they put on their clothes.
Every Mexican dishwasher, the minute his shift's over.
Yeah, they go, mira, check this out. Yep. The tigre.
He's dressed like a fucking seamless Grubhub driver. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
he goes, the soda in the bag. Soda is in the bag. Dude. Oh, thank you, sir.
See Mexican delivery guys show up and they're wearing like new metal pants and there's just so many straps and things. I'm like, damn, dude, you got decked out to go deliver fucking paninis?
Yeah, thanks for bringing me this quesadilla.
Yeah.
Jeez. You rule.
So the question I wanted to ask, which is for your prolific film career and you know, the staggering like success that you had in it, like, I would believe that it's your music career that's been more financially rewarding for you.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's been the last 5 years that my music luckily blew up. And again, this was, I believe, just an attempt to try and, like, knock me down and make me look like a jackass. Sorry for the expression.
Wait, I swear to God, when he said that the first time I heard it, I thought he was going in a direction. He goes, look, it was making me... I thought he was going to say, he goes, look, we go up there and do our thing. We're not like a mega professional band. Dude. He's like, so they want to make look like an asshole. I thought he was being self-aware, and then they brought me back to look like an asshole. When I thought they were bringing me back, they were like, oh, it's because it was so good. But I thought he was becoming aware.
Mm-hmm. No.
He let you right
so he's
down.
Talking about no, the dude. Today Show.
Yeah.
When he's, oh, okay.
It's all good.
But yeah, I mean, because we did the Today Show, which was obviously a setup. I mean, like, every single media outlet at the exact same moment, the second we walked off stage, was like, what was that? What was that bizarre, strange performance? You know, Corey Feldman really blew the, you know, donkey or whatever. Like, it was terrible. What was he thinking? And...
Dude, when you can make Steve-O's face stay like that, he's like, I don't know what the
fuck. No, he's frozen.
Yeah.
He's frozen.
They said you blew a donkey?
I gotta ask him about it.
It's like, what, dude?
Yeah, he goes, they say I really blew the donkey or whatever.
Yo, is that a good thing? Oh, yeah, sweet Seth, dude. You fucking sucked that donkey's dick.
You got
oh my god, dude. You aged that donkey for a while.
Way to fucking
throat it. And then it just exploded
it.
All over you.
What is that? You stroked the fucking donk.
You like you're stroking the donk, dude.
You stroked the donk,
way to
dude.
Stroke that donk, dude. That's a new term. It's like, dude, they said I sucked the donkey, or whatever the kids are saying.
I went out and that's I killed the mule, dude.
That's actually a foul call in Buns and Basketball.
Stroke the donk, dude.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
They said they're saying, I don't know the kids' slang. You're saying I'm sucking a donkey dick. Anyways.
No one's ever said that.
I don't really know if that's a phrase. I don't really
I'm
know.
I'm Steve-O, and this is new language. Goes, blair, nair, nair.
I'm Steve-O, and this is sucking a donkey.
He's Steve-O did a good job.
Great job.
He did such a good job.
Dude, this is exactly how you talk to like old people with dementia. He fucking nails it.
Grandma,
I'm saying he's doing same thing. He's doing the right. He's doing what Howard Stern did with Beetlejuice, and where he just placates them.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Keep going. Keep talking. Instead of like having to interject and feel that like you're saying insane shit.
You just let him go, man.
And Steve-O's, when they show Steve-O, I think the last in between, they show his face. He was doing this. He was actually like look, his eye was twitching almost.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I'm doing everything I can do, but keep going.
Yeah.
My music luckily blew up. Yep. And again, this was, I believe, just an attempt to try and like knock me down and make me look like a jackass. Sorry for the expression. But I mean, because we did the Today Show, which was obviously a setup. I mean, like every single media outlet at the exact same moment, the second we walked off stage was like, what was that? What was that bizarre, strange performance? You know, Corey Feldman really blew the, you know, donkey or whatever. Like it was terrible. What was he thinking? And it was all across the board.
Dude, no one's worn a leather hat since Rhythm Nation.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, and Vogue. Keep going on the store. Yeah.
What are you fucking humping around in the background of Bobby Brown video?
Got this on the humping around video set. Yeah. They brought me in to choreograph. Yeah. Choreograph. Sorry, I had to grab it. I'm from the Moulin Rouge set.
That movie really stroked the dome.
Oh, fuck. I got this sweatshirt from that John and Kate Plus 8 guy.
Yeah.
We're talking about movies that stroke the donk.
I didn't realize all the studding on his fucking pockets.
Dude, it's
everywhere.
Good luck, dude. He's a rocky road.
Damn.
That outfit weighs 140 pounds.
That guy's got so much. He's got quad strength. Like
he doesn't own a piece of clothing that doesn't have a fucking Dragon Ball character on it somewhere either.
Yeah, what if I told you that Corey does a 4640 flat? Take him out of that heavy clothes. He'll fucking burn you, dude.
Oh, you dunk. You can do everything. Everything that you need weighted stuff.
I'll tell
for.
You right now, you run him at slot receiver. He's getting across the middle quicker than anyone.
These are called gravity clothes.
Yeah.
They keep me on the ground. I might float away.
I'd like to be swaddled by a heavy leather and metal.
Are you familiar with the character The Flash? He's based on me.
I have to wear these or I'll disappear. It's very imperative.
Barry
I'll
Allen
ascend.
Was a sin.
I'll ascend. It's angelic for a reason.
Media outlet that saw it a little bit differently or had a different perspective.
Back up 10 seconds. Do the back button because it's great. He goes, come on, no one liked it.
It was all across the board. Everybody had the exact same headline. Like, are you telling me that there's not one single media outlet that saw it a little bit differently or had a different perspective or wrote maybe a few different words? No, it was the exact same language across the board.
That's how awful it was. Everyone thought it was the exact same kind of awful.
Yeah.
Because he goes, bizarre, crazy performance by the thing. He goes, they all said bizarre, crazy performance. He goes, I bet.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said when I watched it.
I mean,
what
how did
bizarre,
all, of them,
crazy...
all of them are going to call me unhinged?
Yeah.
Literally, those performances led to an obsession.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Well, we were kind of on board, and then we became obsessed.
Now he's obsessed with
him. Does he bring up the operatives in this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Stand by.
Hold.
Hold, please.
Isn't that miraculous?
Who'd you piss off?
Exactly. So,
do you think that
pedophiles that are very powerful?
Yes, powerful.
Do you think that
it's my favorite,
in that case, because there was so much widespread,
coverage of this performance, which was critically panned. Like, just the fact that there was that much coverage, do you think the...
Inadvertently, it made it go through the roof.
Right.
Well, first of all, it was the most... Because of what they did, it backfired. It was the most viewed performance in the Today Show history. That's what she said.
He thinks
Tara, Tamara Hall.
He thinks that's because it was awesome. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't... She goes...
It's like JFK assassination was the most watched assassination in history.
And yeah, that's why it was the best. The Challenger is the most watched space launch. Yeah. And that went the best ever. And it definitely didn't blow up right
You're
under
trying
the
to
atmosphere.
Say no one had a different opinion about the explosion?
You're saying no Nobody? One said there's that Challenger...
There's never been a bigger news day than 9/11.
Yeah.
I'm saying. So,
but until...
It really is loose change thinking where he's like,
jet fuel's gonna melt those steel beams.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna say no one hated that teacher on board? Get out of here.
No, oh, Christy was that. She was that great.
She was so good.
Christy Nichols, whatever her name was. You're telling me she was loved in the teacher's room like
whatever.
That. I'm saying someone fist pumped.
Everyone hated her in that faculty.
So his theory.
How do you know Christy McCullough shampooed her hair? They found her head and shoulders in the bushes.
That's fine. Anyways,
that anywho,
it's working.
It's that kind of stuff.
That's your approach.
Anyway, I gotta go. Anyway, I gotta go lie detect these teen runaways dressed like angels in my house now. Make sure none of them are CIA operatives.
It's a hard day.
I got a few of them. Yeah, I got a few of them. I'm putting in isolation chambers for a while until I can clear them.
Then I gotta take them to the range. Make sure they're proficient in firearms.
Then sex with me. Then learn a tune for a couple seconds.
Well, here it is. This
perform
is when,
it.
This is when they roll into the fact that he's got CIA all up in his shit.
This is the most viewed performance in the todayshow.com.
Actually, let me skip ahead to the spy stuff.
Spies like us.
No, you could leave it. Leave it where it was. Don't jump ahead.
Well, it's like five minutes.
The clip ends, like the time code ends right there, and then it jumps a couple.
Okay,
that's a conspiracy too.
Yeah, who made these notes?
Dude, I feel like he's about to just go Wahlberg and Boogie Nights. Like, can I look at the camera?
He looks like,
all right.
Actually, doesn't Jack,
at top.
Jack lets me direct all my own scenes. No, I don't.
Doesn't he look like he would be a coach for a Bunsen basketball team?
Yeah.
He goes, the Corey Hotties need to score more. Get ball movement. We're Princeton. We're white. We got to pass.
They have studs on their asses.
Corey's fat dumpers. Yeah. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Corey's crap factories.
Until he saw what happened to me.
Yeah,
because I left there that night and I got followed and all this shit went down and I ended up in the hospital the next day.
After pause it. I'll tell him what he's talking about. After, this is great. After his performance, or he put this documentary out the night of, that all he did was didn't get enough bandwidth. Uh-huh. But he said that it was like higher ups trying to stop this from being out there in the world. He just didn't get enough bandwidth for everybody to be able to watch it at once. So,
oh my God.
It's all it was. I mean, but then he says he was followed home that night, and the next day he was attacked, stabbed. He's complaining that, why won't the police release the video of me getting stabbed? One, because it probably doesn't exist. Two, he said he was stabbed, and he got to the hospital, and then I think he will explain that here, where he's like, everyone said it didn't happen, but it was probably a needle or something, because it was a small, tiny little prick. But then my jacket had a huge knife hole in it, so somehow, between the jacket and my body, it... just made a little tiny mark that nobody can see.
He's like John Wick, I have all my suits made bulletproof and knife-proof.
He was like, it was Chicago, 2:30 in the morning. They had a noose, and they were screaming something about Trump.
Dude. He goes, you know what?
Dude, is this small light on here?
Yeah, are you just seeing us?
I like that this guy is laughing at him.
Yeah, who's this?
That's his producer, I guess, Steve-O's.
Steve-O's?
Yeah, he really wants to laugh at Corey Haim a lot. He does good at asking questions and keeping a straight face.
We were making the documentary.
We made the documentary.
Before.
Right.
So then the documentary came out. You released it.
Right.
Since it's been released, were there other threats or something that makes you want to retract that and not leave it out?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it's a constant nonstop barrage on Twitter, on social media. They're constantly gaslighting me. They're trying to accuse me of things that I never did. Basically what happened was they sent some spies into my life, which are the girls that were part of my... my Angel tour, a couple of the musicians were not actual musicians. They were spies that were put into my life to cause mayhem.
How dare he say they're not musicians? I'd believe more that he's a spy more than a musician. Yeah.
He's fake-ass bullshit musician.
He's saying that those girls on the Today Show were spies?
Hell yeah, dude.
Or at least some one or two of them.
Some of them were.
What was it, three of them?
Double agents. Five, dude.
Five or six.
One's his wife.
Some of them, or so he thinks. Some of them have been compromised.
They had to go back to work at H&M.
Steve-O's doing such a great job. Look at me trying. He's like,
Every time you pause this, it's hilarious. If you look at Steve-O and what's his name, dude, just staring at him like, what the fuck?
So these girls were put in there to basically cause mayhem and disarray. And then when I fired them because of the mayhem and disarray, they turned around and made false allegations about me.
Girls, which I have to let you go. Why? General mayhem and disarray you've caused?
Yeah.
Corey, I didn't mean to cause a disarray.
How did I cause mayhem? Ah, it was mostly your disarray causes mayhem.
That's what a spy would say. You goddamn bitch.
I want you to infiltrate Corey Feldman's group and cause disarray.
No, Mr. Feldman, I expect you to die. I'm not going to talk.
So they were like, change names or anything?
He's like, no, they just played the bass.
Yeah, let's just say, they didn't do anything.
Watch, he'll tell you. He doesn't even know what to tell you.
Because,
this dog.
Oh, they did nothing? Then why did I find two cubes of C4 under my Mercedes-Benz? That's why I have my Mangel start my car.
Oh, my God. What, did you ever turn that in or anything? Like, no, we blew it up ourselves out back.
I was teaching.
It was the only safe way to Hurt Locker, the situation.
I was teaching one of my angels how to drive. Corey, I'm ready to drive, man. The Tuesday, Wednesday.
Bomb diffusing on Wednesdays.
Arts and crafts Thursdays, studding.
Then making
studding.
Then making,
dude, you're right.
Small weapons to hide in your boots and angel outfits.
Steve-O really is holding his fucking.
He's doing a great job.
He's doing great.
And whoever the Wolfman is, he's keeping it together.
Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, he's
doing
keeping
so
it so
good. He's doing, and by the way, he's asking every time he asks a question, he does it so straight faced, and just to go, Corey, do you think they were coming after you because the government knows you know things?
Like, last episode, like, I brought it up. He has my favorite reaction. Because why were they after you? We brought up on the last time I watched this, and he goes, because a couple big Hollywood pedophiles are coming after me. That's why. And he goes,
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Cool.
No, that all rounds up out.
That
sounds about
makes
right.
sense. That's airtight.
Guys, when this is over, we have the video of him where he says his two molesters are behind him.
He's like, they're right behind me.
I can feel them looking at my
mouth. I don't want to have sex with adult men anymore. Oh, shit.
They detect movement. They detect movement.
They're on me. My body heat.
You're like, why would I hire them? They're good dancers. Maybe they're the best.
Hey, if it isn't little tiny Michael Jackson, don't say that. We learned how to dance together. That's his other claim, by the way.
What?
He doesn't do Michael Jackson's moves. They designed those moves together, growing up together.
Yeah, it's obviously kind of a similar style of dance because we grew up dancing together.
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever bring you guys up?
He won't.
If it gets brought up to him, though, he pitches a fit.
That's what I mean. How did you guys find out that he hates you?
A number of things.
He showed up at your house.
I wish.
He's like, also, I may need to sleep here for a couple nights.
Hey, you mind if I crash on the couch and walk Myrtle? Something's going to happen.
I'm sweating out the angels. I'm trying to see who's loyal or not.
Do you mind if I start my own game of Miles Morales? I won't interfere with your game.
He goes, I'm making the angels stay awake for 8 days straight. See if they have any answers.
It's hazing week at the Feld Mansion.
Feld Mansion.
Holy shit.
I met him in the hallway at Sirius.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Black Lou met him in the hallway from Sirius.
And that's when we found out he didn't like us?
Yeah, and he said he wanted to sue you guys.
He wanted to sue him?
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's what I said right before I punched him into the front of a bus.
Whoa.
Sue me for what? No, yeah.
I still don't know what he lives on. He has such a high overhead with all the angels and the Feld Mansion. Well, I don't understand how he draws an income.
He's selling a $200 record where it looks like the record and then a bunch of things he's trying to get rid of from his house.
Yeah.
An old kazoo I found in a drawer.
What are this? Post-it notes. Who doesn't like post-it notes?
A mechanical pencil, one of those old kinds you have to front load like a musket.
A signed chip clip.
He's just room. Signing things in
some
his
pants
house.
That don't fit.
Yeah, one of those rubber grabbers to open jars.
Here's a couple of coasters if you like that too.
I love coasters.
A ream of printer paper.
Does he live good? He's got a busy.
Yeah?
Like,
yeah.
They show
where,
his house?
Where,
yeah.
He lives in California, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
California. Mm-hmm.
It's the only place I'm safe from pedophiles.
Yeah. That's the only place you can dress like that.
He is making money. I mean, we had 300 people show up from in New York, for sure. And, I mean, he was like, damn, man. He was not appreciative.
He hates us. Like
the one
said.
Angel we spoke to said there was pictures of us that they said were told to not let us in, but bad security, I guess.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, wow, you went
See
to a
these
show?
These guys, don't like, let them in.
How he was playing?
It was beautiful.
Three-hour show.
What do you mean?
The concert.
He goes,
how was it beautiful? Like the lights
I'll
and
tell
just
you
the
what,
whole
it was
show?
Just an amazing show.
Really?
He performed his ass off.
Oh, that's, yeah. No, I think Christine's trying to be middle of the road, like nice here. It was ridiculous the whole way through. But it was great. It was like,
Where
very
was
fun
this
to
at?
Watch. Highline Ballroom here in New York. Oh. It was his birthday. I'll tell you what.
The Chili's on Broadway.
I was going to say, where
it's
was
it? It's one of the funniest I've ever seen. Guns N' Roses, when I saw them, they play about, what, two and a half? Maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe two and a half. Corey Feldman says to us that night, he goes, guys, it's my birthday tonight. And on this tour, usually every night we're playing about two and a half hours a night. But, you know, it's my birthday. So, like, I want to party tonight, too. So, what do you say? And then we do at least 3 hours of performing. And the crowd didn't react big. They didn't want that. In fact, Dan wanted to leave then, and I had to convince him to stay. He's happy I had convinced him to stay. Yeah. But he wanted to, at that point, he was like, I can't.
I got, I'm not doing this. Like, I was going to sit through like four songs.
And, dude, it's as much
you
as
got
you can
ja Rule. He got Ja Rule. He's like, y'all ready?
Yeah, all right.
I was at, yeah.
Damn it.
Nah.
He just like, woo. Turns away from the mic again. It's like,
He has the aerial acrobatic girls doing like
what,
going around. Yeah, you know he puts some money into the show for sure. I mean he's got a whole fucking screen setup thing behind him.
So you guys stayed for the whole show, and
oh yeah,
did he do a meet and greet?
Yeah, dude.
He wanted to meet Sal. He took Sal up.
Really?
Yeah.
What did Sal say?
He said he just kind of like in passingly met him. There's just so much going on up there. Yeah, yeah. Here's the girls dancing.
Sal comes out, arms crossed. He's like, he stroked the donk.
He stroked the donk.
I gotta go.
I gotta get the hell out of here. Yeah, this is him going.
There's one thing I wish.
That's him not dressing like Michael Jackson or not dancing like him, if you were wondering.
What the hell is happening?
Damn, man. He also leaves for an encore. He wants you to cheer for an encore, and no one did. And then when people started leaving, he came back out for his encore.
We should really address the chaos the background band is causing.
Yeah, and the disarray.
The one's asleep.
Oh, the angel. But I'll tell you what, he had a girl in an angel outfit open for him, just shredding the guitar, and she was great.
So wait, with 3 hours of a concert,
mm-hmm.
How much of his own music does he... Is it all his own music?
No.
What
no.
Covers is he fucking just... killing it.
He has his girlfriend. Didn't she do Stand By Me that night too?
I think so.
What?
She sings
That's the thing. When he jumps on the drums for Stand By Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can barely keep time.
The drums.
Yeah, dude.
He has no idea.
How much drums are in Stand By Me?
As much as the film.
Oh, that other
like, you ready?
He blows it. He's horrible. Still.
He's upside down. Yeah, he's upside down.
He's like,
this
is the one
like,
where they
the
dunk
fuck?
Me in a pool.
Yeah, it's Tommy Lee.
It's like those fast play things.
Whoa!
And he's like,
yeah!
It starts rising up.
Kickstart my heart, y'all.
yes.
No, he doesn't play. He doesn't play. He sings. He covers Cry Little Sister. Which I was pretty stoked
man.
For.
Yeah.
He does all of his songs about how much he misses Corey Haim and he's sorry that he watched
Remember
him
Remember when Charlie Sheen fucked your ass?
Dude, he throws him.
He's got a song called Remember 222, and the whole song's like, Remember when we used to high five yeah. and not wear shirts together and walk? And
dude, there is. I swear to God. So we went through the whole Corey Feldman saga, and we were like, we're done. We exhausted all things. And then someone was like, heads up, there's a book on tape. He does an audio book called Choreography.
Yeah.
And you guys should listen to it because he reads it. And we're like, done. First, the cold open, the intro, about Corey Haim being fat and on drugs and about how he used to get fucked.
Yeah. We have a couple pieces of it, right?
Man. Initiating.
He trashes Haim?
He always
trashes him. He doesn't trash him. He just keeps saying they were both molested. And then when they go, so what happened to you guys? He just tells another story about Haim. This guy was a pass around toy. He probably stopped feeling it by the fucking 55th dick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he sounded like I bet his farts were silent.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, what happened to you, Corey? He's like, I think a guy may have tried to kiss me once. I don't remember. I was asleep.
It's crazy. But Haim's asshole was bottomless. It was just insane.
It was like nachos on Monday nights.
Yeah. He used to do this move called the turret where like five guys would put their dicks in at the same time.
We used to call him soft serve because it came out of him.
He goes, honestly, the thing that weirded me out was that he was the only man I knew that did Kegels.
He had pretty milky dukes anyway. I mean, when you got those Hollywood bigwigs stirring it up all day.
Oh, this is how it is.
Prime example.
This is from
Michael Jackson.
This is from the audiobook right here.
Oh. And Haim allowed himself to be sodomized.
Allowed?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, dude, that's really throwing your friend under the bus.
That is totally
Corey Haim's mother hates Corey Feldman.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, that's where the heat is. That's how we knew we were kind of on the right, because we were like, man, are we being cruel to this dude who's just delusional? And he's like Johnny Depp. He thinks he should be playing guitar in the desert with wolves.
Damn.
And then Corey.
All right, angels, who shit my bed?
And then who left me a present?
Did somebody forget to let the angels out this morning?
Excuse me, angel, you don't want to allow yourself to be sodomized again, do you?
She's like, sorry, Corey, I'm new. I don't know how to poop outside yet.
Oh my God, don't rub my nose in it.
Bad girl.
At first we were like, oh man, this is kind of fucked up. You know, like maybe we're going hard on the Feld dog. And then two things happened. Number one, he released a movie on Lifetime called A Tale of Two Corys. And in that Lifetime movie, it was clear that it was written by Corey Feldman because Corey Haim just gets raped the whole time. And Corey Feldman
has a killer life.
Knocks it out of the
park. In that story, in the movie, the thing that happened, he tells that story on Steve-O's Wild Ride, right? Where he's like, I was walking, and met this girl, picked me up, took me back to her house. She's like, you want to learn how to do coke and fuck all night?
Dude,
and remember, he tells that story on Thing.
The guy that played Corey Haim in the movie reached out to us and was like, I got stories for you guys. And we've never gotten in touch with him.
Oh, yeah.
But he was like, dude, I was in A Tale of Two Corys and he was on set and he's fucking crazy.
I could only imagine.
That's the guy right there. The guy driving the car in that picture is the one who he says maybe tried to like suck his dick when he was asleep once. Maybe. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. We tried. Oh, we got to come back quick. We got to get to as much of this as we can.
I was just reading on news just broke that Hulk Hogan had a post and then deleted it saying Bob Saget's death was because of the COVID vaccine.
Really?
Yeah. He like reposted someone's post being like, Bob Saget and Betty White both died because of COVID vaccine.
You saying my science is off, brother?
He goes, listen here, brother. If there's anything that Hulkamania knows, it's good viral science.
I studied epididymology over it.
He's like, a lot of people don't know this, but I was at Slam University studying viruses. and how diseases move.
Professor X and Razor were two brothers who would never lie to me.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. When you get... Yeah, dude. Let's get back to Corey Feldman. We got limited time with the You Fucked It guys hanging out. Brian Six and Ryan Shane are at You Fucked It. Download it. Go subscribe. These guys are great. I love them both.
They keep throwing him out there and they keep adding names to the list. Like, oh, there's like 10 girls who've come forward. There's no 10 girls, but they pretend that there's these fake names. So it's three girls that were sent into my tour bus, basically. And we know who sent them there. And they were put there on purpose to make me look bad and then make false allegations. But then they start adding names of like other people that either we know some of the names, we don't even know who they are. We've never even met these people. And they just make these names and they basically put a list out there and they put it under false allegations. And it's tied to, for a while, it was actually tied to this girl named Mindy, who is running to be a politician, who claimed that she knew all this stuff about me. Like, I'd never even spent more than maybe like two nights with her and nothing happened. And like, basically she was there as a date. We went on a date, but she was going to maybe be part of my angel thing. And then I just decided against it. She just didn't, you know, have the right vibe and I wasn't into it. And that never went forward. So she was like, okay.
So when were the spies sent into your tour bus?
So he just asked straight.
That is the best drop. Oh my God. That is the best drop you can ever get of Steve-O just going, when were the spies sent into your tour bus?
Tour bus is a great, yeah. So, I guess my final question is, when were the spies in your tour bus?
This itself, I mean, this is, I don't even know how much of this I should say. God.
I mean, whatever. That doesn't matter.
Let's just say this. That
what kind of tour bus was it?
It was a very nice one. We hit a lot of success right away. We did the Today Show. It was very successful with the Angels and the Angel Band and all that. But unfortunately, the girls that we used, they were good for like the one song, which was a fairly easy song, but they weren't capable of like learning.
Why did you do so bad at it?
Wow. You're going to shit on them like that.
Yeah. You're
going
to be like, on the Angels, dude.
Dude, you just shit. All over their white waves.
That's what I told him there before. I go, he shits on them. They're the only ones doing semi-good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd be mad if I were an
it's
angel.
Like they had halos made of Duke.
Yeah, dude.
Wow, you're pretty mean to your angels.
Kind of skill. So we needed more skilled girls.
Because they were spies?
No.
Oh, this was old,
just,
yeah.
They're just extremely professional.
They're not taking him serious.
That guy rules.
Why? Yeah. Spy? He just probably looks up and goes, no. Why? Because the spies? Goes, no.
Spying was guy. Great.
All got, spies.
That guy music stunk.
I don't know who he is, but I like that guy.
Yeah. He rules,
was it because they were spies? No? Oh, shit. I'll shut up.
Whatever.
Sorry. I was trying to have a fun podcast. Sorry.
We needed better skilled girls, right? We needed girls that really knew what they were doing because like, I have a very wide array of music. And, you know, we do everything from like EDM to rock to hip hop. I mean, it's kind of all over the map. So you really have to be very versatile as a musician to be able to pull it all off. So because
can
of that.
We do a hip hop country song.
We do polka infused with the salsa.
Do you want to go to the pedo dancers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're damn right. Yeah.
I think I do.
Pedo dancers? Yeah.
Yeah. Let me think about it.
So, he brings it up on this, and then they show the clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mickey Thomas.
No, they don't show a clip. We have
it. Oh, this box set basically covers from 1986 to 1994.
Mostly it's candy, you see.
We have a brand new album. So the brand new album is a sequel. The first album was called Love Left, and the sequel is called Love Left 2, Army with Love. So the first album came out in 1994. Yes. We started recording it. Actually, the very first song.
This box
was
set
while
is
I was
a
working.
Slight retrospective. It's like it ends years ago.
Yeah.
This box set.
Damn.
Oh yeah.
He's the new stuff's not on there yet.
That's
us boys living in my dad's apartment.
Pause it. Do you have on this, Lou? Also, because I don't know if you're gonna get to it. He also brings one of the box sets for Steve-O. And inform Steve-O that none of the CDs are in it. I'll get them to you tomorrow.
Huh?
I swear to you, says that.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Because
here's the box. So
awesome.
Now, I don't have the CDs burned just yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home, fry them up, bring them back over.
I got it. They're CDRs. They are rewritables. So don't, you know.
Dude, is Corey Feldman my dad? It's like, look, I'm going to bring them.
Yeah.
It's like,
now, that's just the receipt for the thing.
Yeah, he's like, I owe you. Box set. You might want to hold on that one.
Ready, go.
$200 box set.
Lay away.
They want to hold all that one.
Damn, dude.
so funny.
What a deadbeat.
Have him explain that.
I love it. Like, you might get him.
Let him explain the box set to him.
While I was working on Lost Boys, living in my dad's apartment, and in the music video Runaway, which is part of the box set and also available for free on my YouTube channel right now, you can see the two guys that molested me dancing behind me in my dad's apartment at 15 years old. Because those were my friends. Those were the guys I was hanging out
with.
How
do they find the YouTube channel?
You can just go to Corey Feldman YouTube.
He's like, how can I find that?
How can we go to your channel?
Dude, how do you make it? He just goes, like, yeah. Dude, how do we go see it right now?
Sci-Fi Records, dude.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Get out of the way.
Fuck is this?
Yeah, I'm waiting for his dad this to go. Like,
hey, 80. Shut that shit off!
Shut the fuck! I'm doing blow in here with your stepmom.
That's the guy who molested him.
Who?
Pink? The guy stamped right there.
Guy in the pink.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, it's actually this guy. Be,
oh, come on,
yeah.
Man. Come on now. He's like, I'll fucking rape
fucking Barry Gordy.
Yeah, dude. What's up with his sensual robe?
Oh, yeah.
More people keep showing up.
Who's this
damn,
guy?
This
dude.
Is hard to figure out now.
I think that's a butch yeah. lesbian, dude.
It's just a guy.
I think it's a guy who molested him.
I think it is. Who else would? There's no other adult there.
Why are they jumping the black guy?
Is Scott Baio there? Fucking
Why
waiting to
did
hang out?
You rape me?
Holy
dude.
Shit.
Yeah, dude. Grew up dancing with him.
His oh, dad's grab apartment's the hat. A shithole, dude.
Everyone come here and lick my ass.
It's so funny that he's like, he's just doing the
Michael. Goes, somebody just goes, we learned the moves again. He's just doing.
Yeah, this is Michael Jackson. He's like, I'm going to go with no arm.
Yeah, the music. This music sounds like a Nintendo game.
It's so good.
You go, watch out,
he didn't
watch
put
out.
Put his arm in the sleeve.
You go, watch out.
No,
you
gotta, no, he has a scarf. Yeah.
Oh, that was the other sleeve.
He's like, help me out. I can't get.
I'm punching, but I didn't catch it.
Oh, that dude raped him. Damn. Looks like Chappelle in the fucking.
Wait, who?
In the Rick James sketch.
In the Rick James sketch.
Wait, Game, who is blouses. That guy?
I don't know.
That was the Prince. He looks like the Prince.
Yeah.
Sketch.
Dude, these look like molesting zombies coming out.
Dude, that's so fucking great.
What's really great is they all had to sit there and listen to him seriously say, like, guys, come on, arm across the body, Michael Jackson kick.
Yeah. Come on, Karen, you're missing the hitch kick.
Damn, dude, did he think he was going to give this to an MTV exec? Like, we'll
dude,
put it right on.
Like, this is the way to be.
Dude, my cousins have made better music videos in the 90s than this.
This looks like a commercial for someone trying to sell a young boy to be raped.
Yeah. If this was like an 8mm, you know, where all of a sudden someone dies in it, and you're like, is this his footage?
They still play this video before the Taken auctions.
Yeah.
It's whatever Saudi prince watches.
I would like them all. I would like all of them. Damn. Feldman.
It's like, I like that one.
Yeah, so
I want,
two of
I want the one with the boycott.
You'll give me that one with the hair.
There wasn't two adults there. That's not molesting. Well, you got gay fucked by a guy.
The black guy was 48.
He was
the black guy,
adult.
But he said two people who molested him. One of them, he just fucked a kid. One of them, he just fucked an equal.
Yeah. Yeah, there was nobody
that's
else there.
Is that not molestation, I guess?
When you have gay sex with other partners, person your own age?
Yeah, I guess that is just getting fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just had sex.
Then I was raped by a boy younger than me. It was a weird summer.
Crazy, because we drank so much Boone Farms and started kissing.
Then he said, you dance like Michael Jackson. I said, shut up.
Shut up and kiss me.
He dances like me. Put your dick in my mouth.
He did. His subtle hits.
Michael Jackson. Maybe Michael Jackson danced like Corey
like
Feldman.
Me.
Now stuff this in your chops.
I want you to finish on me. I want you to put your pancake batter on my chest.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, he probably
makes stomach pancakes
shit,
on my weird dinner plate goes, nips.
Wow, so you were molested in your apartment while your dad was just chilling?
Yeah. Not really.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad was my dad's house was also riddled with spies.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Do you think that they were compromised mostly because KGB operates different than the CIA?
We had yeah. their frequencies, what we were able to do, you and we heard their plans.
He's like, I didn't think of it that way.
I don't know. Maybe the bipolar system in the late 80s caused a lot of drama with the Cold War.
Yeah. But then he ends it with
but which one porked his ball snot into your ass?
It's like, I'm Steve-O, and this is Sleeper Cell Molestation. Welcome to Jackass. I'm Steve-O, and this is Having a Spy Rape You.
Everyone was spies.
Spies, that's what he calls gays? That's what his dad called gays to not come across homophobic?
He's fucking spies moving in. Goes, Jesus fucking Christ.
He goes, hey, I was down, your mom's friends with a spy now, and I got to hang out.
It was a different time, you know? Straight spies, we all hung out.
They opened a new spy bar down the street.
What do you want to spy me? You're a spy? Dude.
Yo, are you telling me you're a spy right now?
Down the street. Yeah.
Dude, tell me, in the 80s?
Yeah. I want to know right now. Oh, yeah. From Teen Wolf?
Wait. Are you telling me you're a spy right now?
You can't tell me you're a spy.
I don't think I can handle it. You're a spy.
Scotty, I think we have to talk.
Yeah.
Listen to the podcast.
Are you
fucked it with
a
Ryan Shaner
don't
and
me
Brian Sitz.
No, Styles, I'm not a spy. I'm a wolf.
I'm a goddamn werewolf.
I'm a fucking werewolf, dude. What do you think this is?
The You Fucked It podcast.
This is the Spy 80s.
Brian Sitz and Ryan Shaner.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.